It's here and now. And here in the U.S., we're used to presidential campaigns that seem to last forever. There are 447 days until Election Day right now, and we're already in deep. In Canada, things are different. The campaigns that are underway now will last just 11 weeks until the vote on October 19th, but they'll amount to the longest election campaign in Canada since 1872, just 11 weeks. The long campaign is not unrelated to the fact that the current Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, is on the defensive and wants more time to campaign. He faces an economy that's contracting, among other things. Here's a clip from a recent candidates' debate. The leader of the new Democratic Party, Tom Mulcair, is taking aim here at Harper over Canada's fiscal health, and Harper is responding.
What Mr. Harper fails to mention is that he's run up 8 deficits in a row. Honestly, Mr. Harper, we really can't afford another 4 years of you.
We have a budget that is balanced now when other countries don't, Tom.
Let's get a primer on the Canadian election from David Common, host and correspondent for CBC News. He joins us from Toronto. Hi, David.
How are you?
I'm doing well. And tell us, first of all, why this campaign is so much longer than usual, even though by American standards, we would still say it's very short.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so only 11 weeks. That makes it the longest in modern Canadian history. Why is it so long? You know, largely people think that because the governing Conservative Party, which has amassed a very large war chest leading into this election, can make it long, can spend money over that period of time, whereas the other two main parties, the Liberals and the NDP, the New Democratic Party, are not really able to spend that much yet. So like Americans, Canadians are not going to become engaged in this electoral cycle, for the most part, until after Labor Day. It's the same day both in Canada and the U.S. At that point, things will really get going. We're kind of in a shadow campaign right now. The really interesting stuff and the real battle likely still a couple of weeks away.
Now, Stephen Harper has been in power since 2006. He leads the Conservative Party. Tell us more about why he is on the defensive right now in this campaign.
So this is the fourth election since 2006. We had a bunch of minority governments, which means they don't last quite as long. No prime minister has ever been elected to a fourth mandate, not in modern times. And so that already is a hurdle to get over. It would be a big thing, historical, if he were to win again. But there's the standard thing you have. We don't have term limits in Canada. And so the idea that you have been there for a long time and all the things that happen over time, people begin to distrust parts of you. And that's partly why he's not surging in the polls. There are a number of other reasons. People don't like a bunch of legislation that he's brought forward recently, including what we call C-51, a counterterrorism bill, which many see as restricting civil rights. There are a number of other issues that are at play. One of them is a court case that's on right now. And basically, it's scandal and fraud and bribery and all those things that we associate with politicians all wrapped up in one trial, and it involves the governing party. Long story short, we have senators. They're not elected in Canada. They're appointed. The prime minister appointed this guy, former broadcaster. He charged expenses which the law seems to think he wasn't entitled to. He seemed to think that he was. He got charged for fraud and breach of trust. And so while that trial is going on, there's also this trial in the court of public opinion, one which suggests the governing party and the prime minister's office, if not the prime minister himself, went to great lengths to deceive the public about how this money was eventually paid back. It was the prime minister's chief of staff who is very well off and was able to just write a check, but that they deceived. They had a whole plan to deceive. And there are some indications that they may have attempted to interfere or actually interfered in an independent audit of that process as well. That has left a distaste in the mouths of a number of Canadians. And so we have this very unusual situation right now where the three parties are almost evenly split in the polls. That has never happened. And so it's weird. We kind of don't know what to make of it. Things will obviously have to change at some point, or if they don't, we're going to have a strange election.
So you've got all that going on, but then we remember the line from James Carville, "It's the economy, stupid." And the economy in Canada is not doing nearly as well right now as the economy here in the United States. Usually they track pretty closely, but right now the Canadian economy could be in recession in large part because of falling oil prices, right?
Yeah, it could be or it could have been. Of course, you know, you need two quarters for that. We don't have the numbers to know. We know that 5 of the 6 months in those two quarters that we showed negative growth, odds are the 6 month did too. We just don't have those numbers yet. The odds are also that we probably are out of that recession or just in a very, very shallow recession, if in fact that is the case. But we are a natural resources economy. And the governing party, the Conservatives, have put a lot of effort into developing the oil sands in Alberta and trying to get that oil to market. It takes a lot of effort and a lot of money to get that oil out of the ground. And so when oil prices drop, as they have, production really cuts back. New developments just doesn't happen. And so the jobs picture begins to look worse. The dollar begins to look worse. The economy begins to look worse. And so if it's about the economy, stupid, we have this weird situation where the governing party is saying, hey, yeah, you know what? Yes, the economy isn't doing well. And that's why you need to stay with us, because we are the status quo and we will bring stability both to the economy and to security concerns around terrorism with the rise of ISIS. This is a dangerous world. You need to stick with us. Whereas the other parties are saying, look where staying with them got you. Don't buy into this again. And so it's a real kind of question. The Conservatives saying this is from external forces that they can't control. It's things like China devaluing its currency and what's happening to the price of oil around what OPEC does and something that Canada can't control. It all becomes very weird, but it is, yes, indeed, as it always is, about the economy.
One of the other criticisms that I've seen of the Harper government is that they haven't really done anything during their time in office, that none of the long-term challenges of Canada have been tackled. Is that fair?
I think it depends on who you would ask. I mean, the one thing that certainly comes up is that probably under Stephen Harper, the current prime minister and the man who wants to be prime minister again, that Canada has become far more partisan than it has been previously. And that is probably not going to change. The other thing that some people believe is that, like American congressmen who are in that constant cycle of got to get reelected, got to get reelected, got to get money to get reelected, that in many ways politics in Canada under this government has turned a bit closer to that model. And so it is perhaps less about getting good governance than it is about getting reelected, about doing things that play to your base, about doing a number of other things. Having said that, I think that it is undeniable things have changed in the Canadian government sphere. It is less ambitious under Stephen Harper. That is unlikely to change. It is less intrusive, also unlikely to change. So there have been real effects that Stephen Harper over a decade of power has brought in, things that are likely to stick around.
So one more thing I have to ask you about while we're talking about the Canadian election that's coming up here is a candidate, an unusual candidate, who is named Wyatt Scott, and he's running for a seat in Parliament.
He's the best candidate.
Well, and he's running this ad, this is probably why you're saying that, where he shoots lasers out of his eyes at a robot and slays a dragon. Let's listen.
I'm an independent candidate, and I'm here to fight for Canada!
David, your thoughts?
We have a real dragon problem in Canada. I don't know if you've got in America, but we have mountain-sized robots climbing through villages, and you need laser eyes to be able to take care of that.
Well, how much fun is covering Canadian politics compared to, because you worked in the U.S. for a long time, you know what our politics are like.
American politics, I don't think there will be a day when Canadian politics become more interesting or, frankly, weird than American politics. Although with some things that are going on now, yeah, it is, it's strange. And there can be fun days. But we do not have a Donald Trump.
We will leave it there. David Common with the CBC speaking with us from Toronto about the Canadian election campaign. The vote is scheduled for October 19th. David, thanks.
We'll talk to you.
And if you're listening to us in Canada, maybe sneaking a listen on Michigan Radio or New Hampshire Public Radio or, I don't know, KUOW out in Seattle, let us know what you're thinking about the Canadian election at hereandnow.org.